This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Merrill Hodge, he's out at AB.
He's an irrational person. You can't have rational conversations with people like that. You'll never do it. You're not going to change that.
You know you're off the deep end whenever Merrill Hodge is calling you an irrational person.
Yeah.
The man who came and sat right across, I'm pointing to a chair,
yeah,
right over there and said CTE's not a real thing.
Nope.
It's not real.
Football does not cause brain injury.
It's what he said. He said all those studies, they're fake, is what he said. And I just said, well, this interview is
it was all too brief.
Well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he blew up Antonio Brown yesterday on the PM team show. Now, the Antonio Brown, who posted on social media a letter he received from the Oakland Raiders that detailed about $54,000 in fines for missing time during training camp, went on to just, post this letter that is probably, one would think, an internal memo. I don't know Clay Travis is a lot of things, right? He's in the media, and a lot of people don't like him. He's dead right about this. What other line of work can you go in and post on social media an internal letter describing how you were sort of, a disciplinary letter,
right?
And just shrug your shoulders and think you're doing the right thing.
And not have the boss call you in and ask for the key card the next morning.
Correct. So Antonio Brown gets this letter from Mike Mayock detailing what he did wrong. They, again, haven't played a game yet. He's already been fined a couple different times. He's already had unexcused absences. He was with the team in Winnipeg for the preseason game. He missed the walkthrough. He did participate in the warmups and ran routes, but he just blew the walkthrough off. This guy is operating on a different plane. He has for a long time. But I didn't think he would walk and step out of line this early with the Oakland Raiders. I thought he'd play their game for a little bit.
I thought we'd get through most of a season at least, not a full season where, the honeymoon effect would keep him feeling like everybody's on his side and everything's good. But apparently, not even to a single regular season snap. And this guy's gone off the deep end
now,
again.
Now, Brown usually stretches on his own. We know this, Jim, during the team period. We know that from his time here in Pittsburgh. He wasn't on the field stretching on Wednesday at all at Oakland Raiders practice. He appeared during individual drills, and after catching a pass from Carr, ran to the opposite end zone, fired a football into the fence, and that was about as much speaking as he did at practice. He didn't speak with the media later Wednesday, but he's scheduled to talk today, Thursday, after practice. He doesn't just operate on a different plane. Like, he is a mercenary within his own team. It's so weird.
And I don't know. There's a destructive bent to this whole thing.
Yes,
it's like he's daring them to do something that they've already fined him.
I think the question here is this: is Mayock already emasculated? Is Mayock already is it show publicly that Mayock is already not all that important with his team? Or does he at some point say, like maybe today, say, you know what? Screw this guy. I'm the general manager. I left a really good TV job for this. I'm in charge of the Oakland Raiders. Enough is enough. I'm doing something drastic.
I don't know if it's today, but I think what I did take the, Antonio Brown posting that letter, what I did take the letter itself as is, listen, you're just like everybody else. You want to act out? You want to not show up to things? We're going to send you a letter just like we'd send anybody else who doesn't show up.
Well, then the second part of that is if he's just like everyone else.
They need to start treating him like.
If he's posting that letter on social media,
yep,
then here comes a punishment for posting that that letter on social media. Let's find out. Like, at some point, Mayock has to crack. Or Mayock has to just be okay with this.
I think we were real close to it happening a couple weeks ago when he gave the you're with us or
not
speech.
All in or all out.
All in or all out. Thank you, Jim. I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later if AB continues acting like this, because ultimately Mayock's a football guy. Gruden's a football guy. You can't plan for your football team going into a game if you can't plan with that one guy around.
More so a season. If Mayock's going to crack or Mayock's going to have just a jumping off moment, it has to happen, I think, in the next 48 hours before the season sets sail.
They're on national TV Monday night. They're the second half of that Monday doubleheader. And AB just wants to make sure that he's like the top story in the news.
What has to happen, though, is he needs to be called into the office, and Mayock needs to say, listen, like, come out of character for a minute. Like, be a regular man. Be a person here. I will. First of all, I'll kick your ass. Second of all, I'll kick you off this football team. Third of all, you won't be around for like 6 weeks. He either needs to do that, or Mayock is just like resigned to the fact that AB's running that football
team. The last time someone called AB out in that way, what happened? He asked for a trade.
Right. Mike Tomlin was like tired of going through the week-to-week rigmarole. Did they make mistakes, the Steelers?
Sure.
Absolutely, positively.
Did
early.
They enable it a bit? Sure.
But then they got to that point where they were just tired of dealing with it. Mayock, if he's smart, he'll do it before week one. He'll do it in the next 48 hours, or AB's already won. If he plays one game on Monday night without having the riot act read to him privately by Mayock, he already won. He absolutely already won.
Dude's going to end up in the XFL someday. There's not going to be a team left in the NFL that'll employ him.
Either that, or they're just going to keep cycling through front office people, coaches. Like, the Steelers held the line as much as they could. They just weren't going to get rid of coaches and front office people. And it just wasn't going to happen. So eventually, but the Raiders, those people are expendable, especially with the team moving to Las Vegas. They'll get a new general. They got this guy from TV. You know, it's
right.
Like, I mean, Mayock's respected, but he's not. You know, come on. We're not talking about
a guy who was breaking down the draft a year and a half ago.
Right, in a silly trailer, you know? So it kind of is what it is. Gruden was in some, you know, the Volkswagen talking about quarterbacks. So it kind of is what it is. Don't get rid. We're going to find out a lot earlier with the Raiders than we did with the Steelers who's going to win and who's going to lose. And I'm here for all of it.
Mayock's going to lose it, I think, faster than any of us may have expected, too.
Merrill Hodge was right, but Merrill Hodge can't be the guy that calls you crazy. That's where I am with that. He was right.
Look, I know crazy. That guy's crazy.
It's like Bushwick Bill calling you short. You can't be that guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.